My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you gotta look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about how to systematize your marketing.
So when you think about marketing, is you have SEO, you have pay-per-click, you have email marketing, you have all these different channels. Eventually, your organization will have many, many more people in each department as you end up growing. What we found to be one of the best approaches is if you can end up having people document their processes for doing every task in marketing, in essence, you're creating like an internal wiki or documentation. What you can do is then create a process. So then that way, anyone who's new that's coming on board, they'll know how to follow it. Or existing people, if they're, you know, switch roles or, you know, decide to focus on SEO instead of email, they'll know exactly how to do it because everything is documented. And over time, your processes will change, and that's okay. Just continually adjust your wiki so that way it has the latest and greatest processes. And if you do that, your marketing department will be much, much more efficient.
Yeah. In general, I'll give you a couple of frameworks here on systematizing, documenting. If you find that you're doing something more than two or three times, you probably want to be creating a Loom video. So loom.com, or you can be using something like Notion. That's certainly an option as well. We use Notion for our internal wiki. They have a lot of great templates in there. And we used to use Google Docs and Google Drive. We found that it got a little clunky and it was harder to find things. Notion's a little better with that. And I like all the different blocks that you can use. Guru would be another one that you can use internally and for your different processes and systems. And it tells you kind of when your processes are fading out. So that's one you can take a look at as well. And you know, the key thing here too is you almost need a process watcher, because as your company continues to grow, your processes will break. So what you did at 1 million is not going to serve you at maybe 3 million or 5 million a year or 10 million. So you got to constantly be looking at it and updating your processes probably, you know, every 6 months or so, if not sooner. But also, again, depends on how quickly the company is growing. The other thing too around systematizing your marketing too is thinking about what other processes you can pull from other people. So in marketing, we call in copywriting especially, when you're drawing inspiration from copy that you like, you're creating a swipe file, right? So how can you create a swipe file of maybe systems out there or courses from other marketers so you don't have to necessarily reinvent the wheel, and you can save a lot of time that way? So, you know, in some cases, what we do when we're onboarding someone in terms of systematizing training for marketing, we're pulling from other people as well, or maybe we're pulling from templates or other processes that they've kind of shared, or maybe from courses that we might've purchased. Neil?
In the short run, this is going to be a pain for you to start documenting everything, but you have to do it. It's the only way to really scale up your marketing. So just make sure that you take the time and effort and document everything out, even if you don't really want to. It may seem like a pain, but in the long run, it'll save you a ton of time and you'll really be appreciative because you see more growth within your company.
All right. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE to apply for our live event. We have a couple spots left for our November 7th through 9th event in Miami. It's going to be great, great venue, great speakers, and we will catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.